Okay, let's record a quick episode while my cold medicine is kicking in. Welcome to Shrek Attack. I am the real B Shrek. That's what you can find me on any social media platform as. I also have an Instagram for Shrek Attack and a Facebook for Shrek Attack, or that just belong to the podcast themselves. I'm going to sound like absolute shit because I woke up with a head cold and I'm on Dayquil and nose spray and all this fun stuff. So let's get it out of the way. This is going to be a short episode. I'm not even sure if I'm going to consider it a full episode. It might just get a little half point, but, you know, it is what it is. I wanted to talk about a few things. First off, to address the Lions, the refs fucking suck. I think the Lions want to face Dallas again, and I don't think the Cowboys want to face the Lions again, so that's my opinion on that. Second off, let's do a little layout here of how this month is going to go. This week you get this absolute shit show. It's my third time recording. The first two times I wasn't sick, but I was quitting nicotine, and I don't know. I still had to recover from New Year's Day, I guess, because I'm old and that takes multiple days now. And then I woke up today with a head cold, so it's just, it wasn't meant to happen this week. Nothing beautiful and whatever. This is just going to be an episode that gets released. It's probably going to sound like absolute shit. But I've had plenty of people tell me that they like whenever I sound like shit or ramble or whatever. So this is what you're getting. This is this week. And we're going to talk about some goals, I guess, coming up after this. I was going to talk about New Year's resolutions, but they're fucking dumb. So let's just talk about regular old goals for the year. Next week, I want to dive in my history with Madden, where I played it a lot as a kid, where I fell out of love with it, where I fell back in love with it, and now why I still hate play it. Basically, I played a game earlier today, and it gave me all the hate feels, so it's not where it needs to be. It's better than it was 5 years ago, but it's not as good as it was 15 years ago. So do you see the issue here? They regressed to progress, and they think that us longtime Madden fans won't fucking notice. Well, I'm here to give you the history next week. In 2 weeks, we are going to do the Madden breakdown. I'm going to give you the wish list of things that I want. It's more or less the things that need to happen in Madden in the near future. Like, if not this year, next year, but I think this year pretty much needs it. I'm going to give you what is wrong with Madden, what they need to move away from, and some other things I'll come up with. Like big features, small features, everywhere. We are going to mostly talk about franchise, but we will dabble in Madden Ultimate Team and why it needs to be its own game, as well as a Superstar Mode. A Superstar Mode has a lot of potential if they bring it back to the 06 Superstar Mode, but you know, like I said, it was a better game 15 years ago. If I sound like I'm struggling to breathe, it's because I'm absolutely struggling to breathe. I cannot breathe through my nose, my ears are all plugged up, and it's just a great time over here. I was told that this only lasts like 2 to 3 days, so I'm hoping to make it last one day. Now let's get into the last week of the month. I'm not sure what the Clinically Average podcast considers the last week of the month. If it turns out to be the beginning of next month for me, that's not a big deal. Towards the end of this month, beginning of next month, I will have the Clinically Average podcast boys, Rick and Wolf, on here, the heterosexual partners for life. They have a calendar this year. It's absolutely fucking beautiful. I almost purchased one. Now, on that episode where I meet up with the Clinically Average boys, I know one of the game plans is for Rick to absolutely psychologically break me down. The brain's not working. I have a head cold. It's working better today than it was working the two shows I scrapped, but still, it's a head cold brain today, which is better than the nicotine addiction brain or the New Year's recovery brain, I guess. Cool shit. So yeah, Rick is gonna psychologically break me down. Wolfie is going to probably also do that, back up Rick. I just know this was kind of a... We are three men who texted each other separately, and eventually we're going to get a group text because we are all smart, and it's going to work out. It'll be great. I look forward to working with them, both on my podcast as well as theirs. And the sound quality for that podcast should be fan-fucking-tastic because I'm using their equipment. Now, I'm not saying that my equipment's bad, but it's not their equipment. Now, I believe I'm good to discuss some goals I have for this year that aren't New Year's resolutions because I'm not trying to go to the gym every fucking day in January because of new people. Fuck that. Anyway, I wanted to quit nicotine, which I set myself a hard date of January 1st to have be done with that. I bought my last can Christmas morning. I finished it on Thursday. I was going to just quit then, but the Dallas-Detroit game happened, and I was at a party, and I bummed two off a guy because it was stressful. But I'm going strong. I'm 4 days into the year, 6 days into no nicotine, and I'm taking CBD now, which I think I can say that, whatever, I got it at a gas station, which is not nicotine, not as addictive. I don't even think it's supposed to be addictive at all. I am pretty sure that's something I quit at any point. But it's just kind of a filler to get over the nicotine addiction. We shall see. I think it's something I can stay away from. I believe I'll be fine. I've quit smoking cold turkey before. I smoked for all the wrong reasons. I smoked for extra breaks at work, so it was really easy to smoke, but I actually like genuinely enjoyed the nicotine pouches and the little buzz it gave me, and it seemed to relax me a good bit. However, nicotine is not good for you, and I hate how scattered my brain is whenever I don't get nicotine in a certain amount of time. Like I said, I believe that is why I scrapped two episodes, is because I was so fucking worried about nicotine and withdrawal and whatever. It just kind of ruined my brain, plus the recovery from New Year's. I was trying to record way too soon, but it's fine, we're recording today. If I did not have this head cold, I think I could put out a solid half-hour show and just be A-okay. I sound a lot better. I'm looking at the bars look a lot better. Everything's better today, except for the fact I have to pause every, 20 seconds to blow my nose and breathe. At least I'm not coughing every 2 seconds, but, breathing is somewhat important. The nasal spray, I might need to go do some more because I did about half the dose, and I don't like doing full doses for some reason. I'm just a fucking clown, I guess. I don't know. The next goal I have is to get back into my morning routine. I used to, every morning, wake up, meditate before I ever did anything, eat breakfast, and then go about my day. Whether it was working out next, going and getting whatever shopping I had to do next, or just enjoying the shows I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to watch 5 animes, Schitt's Creek, and the final season of Letterkenny right now. So that would have been good today after a meditation session. But to start meditation, I want to wake up between the hours of 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. I normally go to bed between the hours of midnight 30 and 2 a.m. So it's just wherever the 8 hours kind of lands, that's where I want to be. And I'm taking this in baby steps. Today, I woke up at 9:30 after going to bed at 1:30 last night. I didn't meditate, but I went and made breakfast real quick. And then I ended up having to take a nap because of this head cold and the medicine I'm cycling through my body just kind of required me to nap. So it's been half a day, I'm already feeling a little bit better. I originally was not going to record because part of this head cold came with a scratchy throat. And that felt terrible, but the DayQuil was masking it real well. I just can't fucking breathe. So those are two of my longer personal goals. My less important goals are I would like to keep my apartment cleaner. I work a lot, so it's tough for me to keep my apartment clean, and I'm tired whenever I'm home, which isn't a great excuse. I just have a lot more to do now than I used to back in the day. I believe I'm going to try to get back into exercising properly, 3 to 4 times a day. Maybe get a little bit of running back into my life because I let a lot slide whenever I got sick, and I need to get back into it. Which is, it's fine that happened. The important thing is that you get back on your horse, and I'm ready to get back on my horse after this head cold. As for the podcast, I hope it obviously grows. You guys share it with people. I get more views. I get more listens. I get more interactions. Would be very cool. I don't know if I want to particularly set, I want to go to video this year as well, because I look like an absolute bum, and I don't know how dolled up I want to get for my podcast. Like, I don't look that cute right now. I just look like a dying whale, which is fine. I can do my job here. This isn't my job. This is what I do for fun. I could do what I do for fun here. I can get it out of the way. I don't have to look pretty for a camera, and I don't have to edit video, which is probably the most important part of that, because I don't want to fucking do that right now. Maybe before the end of the year, but no promises. I want to get more guests, which I'm doing with the Clinically Average podcast. Maybe talk to some local photographers, some local just people that I'm friends with. Maybe I'll get somebody who likes to wear a skirt, and by that I mean a kilt. I think that's what it's called. And the brands, yeah. Talk about some cigar smoking, some Scottish stuff at some Renaissance fairs that he's been to. He knows who I'm talking about. The guy knows I'm talking about him, so that's pretty. I'll probably get a text like, "Yeah, I'll be on," or "Fuck you," which is also okay. It's a free country or something. I won't get into too many details. I don't do politics. I don't do politics, so we will not be talking about politics with anybody. You know, it's a, if you want to be on the show, maybe I'll get my old cross country team on, because I know at least two of them want to be on. That would be a fun show, going down memory lane with them. One's about to be a dad, so I don't know how, you know, how much time he has. My best friend just became a dad, and now I don't exist unless I bully my way into his house. My best friend became a dad. I've played video games with him for approximately maybe 2 hours, and that's probably being generous, over the past 3 months. So being a dad seems like it's a time-consuming thing. We'll see, though. We'll get at least two of the cross-country members. Maybe I'll get my tattoo artist on. Maybe I'll be able to talk him into coming on and talking about my arm, my sleeve. We'll see. But yeah, we're just going to try to do a lot of fun stuff. We'll game plan as time comes on. You know, I don't really plan shit out. If you've been listening this long, you know I'm the unprofessional podcast, the ramblings of an old man who just goes on a bunch of rants whenever he's angry. And Madden almost pissed me off into my, like, Madden review today, but if I didn't have this head cold, it would have released today, because it pissed me off so fucking bad this morning. So fucking bad. I also want to get better with keeping, like, a consistent intro and outro to the podcast. Just kind of the little things, like introducing myself and letting you guys know where to follow me to rate the podcast and stuff, because, like, whenever I was on with Chris last week, we did mine, and mine was so, it was fun. It was a lot of fun, but very unprofessional in the way I handled it. Then we got on his, and he, like, introduced each segment, and then at the end, he went on, did good promotions for himself and myself, so that's something I need to get better at. So we will work on it. We will work on it. It's gonna be cool, but, I mean, 15 minutes is, well, it's not quite 15 minutes. It's gonna be, like, 14 minutes, but it's a lot longer than what I expected to pull off, considering how I, like, feel and whatnot, and just not being able to breathe. So I hope this wasn't too troublesome to sit through. I hope I didn't sound too shitty. I hope you can't tell that I can't breathe. I just kind of broke the fourth wall too much, which is fine. Which is fine. I'm an honest person. I'm not gonna hide shit from you guys. So what I know, you know. My right hand smells like cocoa butter, my left hand doesn't. What's that tell you? Tells you what my tattoos on my left arm, you fucking perverts. So check it out. If you liked the podcast, give it a rating. It helps me reach other people who aren't you. If you think you know somebody who would like the podcast, please share it with them. We can grow. Please interact with the podcast. I got comments down below. I have a Facebook, Shrek Attack Now. I have an Instagram, at Shrek Attack Now. S-C-H-R-E-C Attack. And no Twitter yet. Twitter is still at The Real B Shrek. At The Real B-S-C-H-R-E-C. It's like the podcast is spelled. It's not like the ogre. And that's pretty much all I have to say. I do have an email. It's shrekattack@gmail.com. If you want to private me message me privately. Private me messagely. yeah. No, that's where I'm ending. That's where I'm ending today. Hit the fucking music.